Chapter 6, How to Invest in Mutual Funds. The bottom line, mutual funds are an excellent investment product for busy people who want to own an assortment of stock managed by a professional. Mutual funds have become tremendously popular for several reasons. They enable you to invest with others, so your money goes farther in a sense. The funds are affordable. You can invest with as little as $50 a month. You can choose from more than 7,500 funds. How mutual funds work. Let's say that you and 9 friends decide to create a mutual fund. You each put in $1,000, so you have a total of $10,000 to invest. You find someone to manage the money for the group, and she invests in 10 different stocks. A year later, the total value of your funds increases to $12,000. The value of your share of the fund is now $1,200, or 1/10 of the total value. This is how you invest in mutual funds, except that you aren't investing with a circle of friends. You're investing with people you have probably never met. Your money is being pooled for mutual benefit. Researching mutual funds. You can use the internet to research mutual funds. One site in particular, www.quicken.com, is particularly helpful. Quicken has a mutual fund finder tool that provides you with suggestions based on the criteria that you enter. Your criteria will be your set of answers to questions like these. Do you want your money to grow over time? How long? Do you want your money to produce income right away? Do you want your money to bring both growth and income? Do you want to put your money in a place where it grows, yet gives you access to it? How aggressive or cautious do you need to be? If you go to the web and find a site that provides a similar screening, you can print out a list of funds that match your criteria. You can look the funds up in what is called the Morningstar Mutual Fund Guide, in print or online. Look up each fund and mark the ones that appeal to you. Other helpful research tools in addition to Morningstar? ValueLine, Lipper Analytical. All of this research can be found at your local library in the business reference section. Types of funds. There are currently more than 7,500 different mutual funds. Of those, 4,600 are growth funds, or funds that invest in a variety of stocks. It's actually quite easy, even fun, to make your selection of mutual funds because your choice will be a result of answers to the preceding questions. Clarity surfaces when you know what you want. The 7,500 funds can really be boiled down to 4 types: stock mutual funds or growth funds, when you want your money to grow; bond mutual funds or income funds, when you want income now; hybrid mutual funds, growth and income funds, when you want both growth and income; or money market funds, when you want a place to park your money for the short term or as a savings account. By the way, there are many other variations of mutual funds that may or may not ever interest you. Money market funds are often confused with money market accounts. The only difference is money market funds are issued by mutual funds and money market accounts are issued by banks. Money market funds and money market accounts are quite similar. Their interest rates also are often very competitive. Investors often use money market funds to park their money while they wait to buy a particular stock mutual fund or decide what fund they want to buy. If you're building your 3 or 6 month emergency savings account, or if you're saving for something that you will buy in less than a year, a money market mutual fund or account will work for you. If you're stacking your money while waiting to buy a mutual fund, a money market fund will serve you as well. But both work. Go for the best rate and the best terms. Within the 4 types of mutual funds, stock, bonds, hybrid, and money market, there are a variety of funds that focus on specific areas and that are managed in different styles. Let's take a look at the different types of stock funds you could invest in. Aggressive growth, invest in small and emerging companies. Growth funds, invest in large and mid-cap companies or medium-sized companies. Growth and income, invest in large companies and dividend-paying companies. Sector funds, invest in industry-specific funds like technology, biotech, healthcare. International funds, invest in international companies. Investing in funds that specialize in only one of these types of companies can increase risk because all the stocks in those funds could be affected at the same time by a business or economic cycle. Must reading, the prospectus. By law, all mutual funds must state the type of securities that the fund manager will invest in. Potential investors read it and are able to determine whether the fund is a fit for them based on its stated objective. The document is called a prospectus. Every prospectus must be submitted to the Securities and Exchange Commission for approval. However, the SEC does not endorse any investment product. It simply works to ensure that the prospectus meets all legal requirements in place. The sole purpose of the prospectus is to make sure that you understand the cost and risk of investing in mutual funds. You must receive a prospectus to make an investment. Because a prospectus can make for difficult reading, the SEC has recently begun to require companies to create a more reader-friendly introductory section. Use it as your starting point and read it to get an initial overview and sense about the fund. Two important sections of the prospectus to read are fees and performance. This will inform you about what you will pay to invest in your mutual fund and will educate you about what performance you can expect to receive from the fund. Fees. Before you invest in a mutual fund, you need to know what it will cost you from the time you first invest to the time you sell. Mutual fund companies and fund managers do not work for free, nor should they. As a consumer, it's your responsibility to know what you are paying for their services so that you can make an educated decision about what funds to select. Several fees are associated with mutual funds, and it's important to understand what those fees are and how you pay for them. You can pay for a mutual fund at three times: when you buy it, while you own it, and when you sell it. How much are these sales charges? For specific information on an individual fund, you must refer to that fund's prospectus. To give you a general idea, shares issued from broker-dealers usually cost around 6% upfront. The more money you place with a particular fund family, the lower the upfront cost of the shares. These percentages drop at specific dollars amount. B shares have a contingent deferred sales charge. This means that instead of charging you to buy the fund family wants a commitment from you as a shareholder to stay within the family for a certain period of time. This can be as few as 4 years or as many as 8. C shares have a required holding period of only 1 year. If you sell before the year is up, the charge is only around 1%. Many funds have no low or no sales charge, but they still have management fees. Check your prospectus to see what type of fee or charges your fund that you choose will charge. A fund's performance. You judge how your funds are performing based on how much the value of your investment increased over what you invested. If you want to measure how an investment has performed over a longer period of times, calculate the fund's average annual return, or AAR. Most funds do better some years than others. To give investors a sense of what the performance is over time, fund companies average the level of performance by dividing performance by the number of years. You can find out your fund's performance by looking in your prospectus, or many of the fund's websites will provide you with that information. Make your choice. If you've done the research, now it's time to select your mutual fund. Your selection requires the same steps and answers as any investment decision. Investment objective. What do you want the money to do? If you're investing for a retirement and it's a long way off, it may mean that you need growth. Time frame. How long before you want to use the money? In the case of retirement, many people are 10 or 20 years off. Risk. How much risk are you willing to take? The longer your time frame, the more risk you're able to take.